I address you tonight not as the President of the United States, not as the leader of a country, but as
Rhyme.
And treason.
We are faced with the very gravest of challenges. The Bible calls this day Armageddon, the end of all things. And yet, for the first time in the history of the planet, a species has the technology to prevent its own extinction. All of you praying with us need to know that everything that can be done to prevent this disaster is being called into service. The human thirst for excellence, knowledge,
excellence et la connaissance.
Every step up the ladder of science, every adventurous reach into space, all of our combined modern technologies and imaginations, even the wars that we fought have provided us the tools to wage this terrible battle. Through all the chaos that is our history, through all of the wrongs and the discord, through all of the pain and suffering, through all of our times, there is one thing that has nourished our souls and elevated our species above its origins, and that is our courage. The dreams of an entire planet are focused tonight on those 14 brave souls traveling into the heavens. And may we all, citizens the world over, see these events through. Godspeed and good luck to you.
Matador, we're here Saturday night, bringing it to you.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, the one, the only. Have you ever told anyone that you listen to our show?
I doubt it, but end of the world supposedly coming in like 4 months.
So hopefully by the time you hear the show, the world's not over.
Nostradamus. What? He was a son of a bitch.
Wasn't the world supposed to end like something, some
other day? Camping, he got it wrong too, but...
Mayans.
About those 2012. Dirty Mayans, yeah.
There was all sorts of shit that went down. It's happening right now as we speak. The world is unraveling before our very fucking eyes.
Niners played tonight. Preseason football.
That's right.
It's pretty awesome. So that makes me think, no, it's not going to happen.
Football. American football.
People's lives are so shitty, they want to believe the end of the world is coming, but they're just a bunch of losers.
People have been saying that since the beginning of time.
Exactly. So,
time,
yeah.
Time is on our side, as the Rolling Stones once said.
So, yeah, we ate some ridiculous tri-tip earlier. DJ Gobby's in the house.
Hey, what's up, guys? And fellas. And ladies.
Yes.
The
fireworks.
End of the end of the world edition. I kind of like this one.
Yeah, we're in the Gower's backyard right now.
Prepping for the end of the world.
Some depressing ass shit. But I don't think anything's going to happen, honestly. I think everyone's full of crap.
Well, if the end of the world was coming, how would you like to go?
Devastating earthquake?
I think I'd like to go with tsunami. And ride the wave like Bodhi in Point Break.
Like Bodhi, brah.
Just let me go out, brah. Just one last ride.
It's Rhyme and Treason, brah.
Vaya con Dios.
Motherfucker.
No,
more fireworks.
Keanu, he's the shit.
World is exploding.
Nick Nolte was... Or no, it was Gary Busey, my bad.
One of last Gary Busey's famous films.
Yeah, he was excellent in that one.
Crazy.
One of the best DUI photos.
And Patrick Swayze
on the internet.
So anyway, what we got coming up next, little Devo. Some environmental activism coming to you in this song. But hey, we've only been around here for just a moment.
So, rock it. All right. Don't stop it.
Here we go.
Rhyme.
And treason.
Motherfucker.
We interrupt this cartoon for a special report.
Someone found my keys.
Ted Brockman at the Action News Desk. A massive tanker has run aground on the central coastline, spilling millions of gallons of oil on Baby Seal Beach.
Oh, no.
It'll be okay, honey. There's lots more oil where that came from.
Preliminary reports indicated the ship's captain was drunk at the helm. Those reports were later confirmed. A cleanup effort is already underway. And as always, the first to pitch in are those unsung heroes, Hollywood movie stars.
This isn't the bad publicity. This is about cleaning off gunk.
As a Golden Globe nominee, I just think it's our duty to make the real globe a little more golden.
A song of truth and beauty for you.
In the bigger scheme of things, we haven't been around here.
See you.
they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings. Then walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Of a dream car 20 foot long. Don't cry my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, but gotta get smart. Wish upon day upon day. I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Episode 54 of the Apocalypse Edition. Supposedly the world's coming to an end. I don't buy it.
Never have, never will.
We're doing all our vocals in one take.
That's how we do this show. I don't know about
getting
lazy.
Drunk.
We just don't care about quality.
I guess not. We're going to actually focus on the music this time.
We're like the swag of podcasts.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, we get the blue ribbon for podcasting.
Hell yeah. Anyway, we're here in Sacramento, Saturday night, rocking it.
We need to be in Chico next time.
I know. Although, my backyard is, I don't have a table. It was a glass table that got broken. Thanks, roommate.
Shredded.
It was awesome cleaning that up, too. Anyway. So, yeah, the whole world's going straight to hell. Apocalypse coming. End of the world, all that shit.
That's beer, by
the
way.
If we're going to have the apocalypse, at least we're the people to get to watch it, right? We're going to have front row seats to it. So bring it on. I mean, we're going to see it. We're going to be fortunate to see it, I guess.
You know, this episode actually
DJ Gobby.
Reminds me of there used to be a guy that came on my radio show, The Best in Show, back on KZFR, when we were real DJs. And
we were, believe it or not.
There was a guy that came on. His name was Conspiracy Theory Theo. And Conspiracy Theory Theo had a theory about everything. The fucking Mayans built the rocket ship that projected Jesus into Easter. And, you know.
The Freemasons. He actually assembled a packet and gave it to us of his
insights. It was like a 22-page dossier.
He was our neighbor.
He submitted it. He literally sent a copy to the FBI.
The worst punctuation in the world.
Like,
this guy couldn't throw a comma or a period anywhere in the thing, right?
Oh, as a potential English major,
the world's largest run-on sentence. Anyway.
This guy was retarded.
Yeah, I know. It is
first
like,
time we used that word on the show, I think.
Currency is going down by gold.
Wait, he was totally right.
Oh, yeah. He did say that. Wait a second.
We totally should listen to that guy.
He has his own island right now.
He actually, no joke, this guy was my intern on my show, him and his girlfriend, and they both ended up getting their own shows on the radio station that DJ Matador and I were on after we left the station. True or false, Matador?
No, true. I heard him actually once.
I heard
and
him
all
myself.
That time.
Yeah.
Listening to it. Yeah, good shit. Theo.
What can I say?
Conspiracy theories in general. Whole world's going down. I don't buy it, but...
Send us your thoughts about the end of the world. How do you
buy your tabloids.
Rhyming Trees and Radio at gmail.com.
Pretend your wife doesn't suck.
My wife sucks.
Your
My
wife?
Cock.
Ayo.
This is whiskey drinking rhyme.
And treason.
Okay. The lady in that car over there said that Marco Polo was in the year 1275.
So it's not just a water sport. I knew it.
Excuse me. When did the Mongols rule China?
I don't know. I just work here.
Stop the overpopulation. But most important of all, we got to build a Death Star. Death Star, it's a fucking ship. It's a son of a bitch, y'all, and we're building it. It's gonna take us up into the sky. We don't need the earth, we're gonna fucking fly sky. Death Star, it's a son of a bitch, y'all. Gonna take us into outer space. Get your shit together, motherfucker. We're gonna start a new human race in the sky. In the sky. You know we will be rocking on the Death Star.
Total eclipse of the sky.
Everybody going insane. Futuristic video games. Everybody have a good time. Synthesizing water. Absurd, but I paid him to build it, cause I don't know how to build that shit. That's right. There's a vacuum in space. We'll fucking suck your face. Day or night, you gotta make it airtight. You gotta build that shit, make it out of sight. The fucking Death Star. You know we will be rocking on the Death Star. We will be democratic on the Death Star. There will be lots of boning on the star.
Yeah.
happened in the movie.
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now. We're at now now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Episode 54, Apocalypse Edition.
2012, end of the world. We're landing on Mars.
Yeah, maybe I was thinking maybe a Martian would just come on the screen and be like, I will kill you or something when it landed, you know?
I don't know.
And that would be it.
We
and
do have a lot of aliens in California, though.
DJ
aliens.
As said by a Mexican.
DJ Gabby in the house. Because we're doing it early. We're doing the talking first. I'm digging it, man.
Yeah. You know, we're changing it up. Never doing
we
it
need
the
to
same
focus
here
on the music,
treason.
You know.
We did focus on the music a little too much in the past. And I think this time we're spending a little bit more time focusing on what it is we have to say.
The Shredder.
Shredded. It was like five shows ago by now.
Yeah, yes it was. So the apocalypse, the snake wrangling, the faith of people. They're fucking crazy, dude. Religious fanatics. What are they thinking?
If they didn't get your end of the world, what would be your end of the world version?
Of what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Didn't you watch Armageddon?
Is that your movie version? Because I'm going for
course,
the zombie.
Dude.
I'm going for the zombie movie.
Wow.
I'm going with Shaun of the Dead.
Classic
I
indeed.
I'm going for that. Yeah.
I think zombie apocalypse is a good way to go out. You know, just kind of
arm to the teeth and just go on a rampage.
Exactly. That's like the nature of our society these days. Anyway, right? Like. You can't even go to a fucking movie without getting blasted these days.
And fuck the media.
I think we just all want a fighting chance, you know. Just want something to, you know, prevent ourselves from. No, the end of the world's not going to take me, you know. If it's going to be like some typhoon or something, it's like, oh man, we'll go with it, ride it, but.
Mother Nature, she's a nasty bitch.
Come on, ride that train.
She'll take you down, believe me. So, yeah, here we are, Rhyme and Treason Radio, Saturday night.
You made it through another horrific episode.
Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad.
Well, if you don't think it's that bad.
I'm going to listen to it on the last day of the world.
on the day the world ends?
Yeah, exactly. My last day, I'll be listening to this stupid quote podcast.
Dave Matthews.
Because it
band.
Had the title Apocalypse, so.
Dave Matthews Band, When the World Ends, coming up in the final set, by the way.
Yeah. DJ Gower bringing it to ya. So we're gonna get the fuck out of here. Hope the world doesn't end.
Well, if it does, I hope you listen to this show before it does.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I don't want the world to end. Definitely not. You know, I got
at least we'll get an NFL season in.
You still have your virginity to lose, don't you?
Yeah. I need to
all you ladies away. Out there, he's a
Match.
Young buck.
/DJ Gobby.
Give it to me.
The Gobby father. All right, we're out of here. Thanks for listening.
Big shouts out to our sponsors for this episode. We got Bass Ale. We got Mirror Pond from the Deschutes Brewery. We got the Champagne of Beers.
High Life.
Voice crack and all.
He's still going through puberty, folks, at age 35.
We still got over a half a bottle of whiskey and more shows to record in this episode. Well, not this episode, but this recording session. So, hope you stay tuned. Coming up next, we got the Food Fight Edition.
Yeah, Food Fight. We'll be able to slap that one together in like literally 12 minutes. I can't wait. It'll be the fastest podcast in history.
Just like a McDonald's drive-thru.
Nothing but
the cheapest and the best.
Not the finest quality show on Podbean.
99 cents. Anything, 99 cents.
We should get paid 99 cents for each listen. It's so goddamn good.
Our podcast is so awesome. We actually, Podbean actually put a commercial at the beginning of our shows on other stations like Stitcher. When you listen to our show, the very first thing you hear will be like, would you like to be a...
Oh, I know. What a bunch of crap.
I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Do
it's
I get any of that?
Man, the internet.
No. Podbean is making more money off our show than we are. And you
just
know
take
what?
Down the internet for the love of God, people.
To all you people out there in Anonymous.
Just take it out.
Just quit talking about back. It and just fucking do it. We are Legion.
Yeah, we'll make our own analog
our internet.
Shows
our
just
internet.
For our own listening.
We will make an intranet on the darknet just for Anonymous listeners.
And it will not be 70% porn. Rhyme.
Yeah, and treason.
Bitches.
Then can't expand beyond all. truth is loading. I'm weighted down with love. Snow lying deep and even, strung out in. Falling out the city, quite something to behold. Don't it just look so pretty? Let's disappear.
Your things, you're coming with me. When the world ends, you tuckle up yourself with me and watch it as the stars disappear to nothing. The day the world is over, oh, we'll be lying in bed and I'ma rock you like a baby when the cities fall. will rise as the buildings crumble, float there and watch it all amidst the burning. We'll be churning, our love will be our wings, passion rising up from the ashes. When the world ends, when the world ends, you're gonna come with me. We're gonna be crazy like a river bends, y'all. We're gonna float through the crisscross of the mountains, watch them fade to nothing. When the world ends, you know, that's what's happening now. And I'm gonna be there with you somehow. Oh, we're gonna tie you up like a baby in a carriage car. Your legs don't work cause you want me, so you just lie spread top the wall. The love you got is solid, all the love I would ever need. I'm gonna take you by my side and love you tall till the world ends, yeah. But don't you worry about a thing, no, cause I got you here with me. Floating through the empty, empty, just you and me. Oh, grace says, oh, grace. Ah, when the world ends, we'll be burning warm. When the world ends, yeah, we'll be sweet, making love. Oh, you know, when the world ends, I'm gonna take you aside and say, let's watch it fade away, fade away. Oh, the world's done. It's just begun, it's done. It's just begun. We're gonna dive into the emptiness. We'll be swimming. I'm gonna walk you through the pathless roads. I'm gonna take you to the top of the mountain that's no longer there. Oh, I'm gonna take you to bed and love you, I swear. This life, the end is near. Oh, I'm gonna take you up to, and I'm gonna take it down on you. And I'm gonna hold you like an angel, angel. I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you when the world ends, y'all. I'm gonna hold you when the world is over. We'll just be beginning, yeah. We're just starting out. When the world ends, you and me, we'll just be beginning out. Oh, you know, when the world ends, yeah, you and me, we'll be beginning. We started out. When the world ends, oh, 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 oh. When the world ends, love, 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 love. When the world ends, you know, that's what's happening now.
The party never ends in a perfect world. If your life has hit the skids, wave goodbye to the wife and kids. Everyone's like me in a perfect world. Everyone's like me in a perfect world.
History has a long and rich tradition of apocalyptic predictions, all of which were wrong, yet some people still think that this time round in 2012 is the real deal. Why 2012? Because of ancient Mayan calendars, obviously. Mayan calendars not only recorded the days and years, but also longer cycles of about 5 millennia, so they could easily make calendars that went thousands of years into the future. But of course, thousands of years in the future from thousands of years ago brings us to current times when the Mayan calendars stop in 2012. Modern New Agey people decided that the wise Mayans stopped making calendars because they knew when the world would end. And because New Agers are happy, though scientifically illiterate people, their vision of 2012 was a great spiritual awakening or world reboot or other hippie consciousness expanding nonsense that the Mayans, who spent time pulling strings of thorns through people's tongues, probably didn't have in mind. To a normal person, the thought that calendar finished, therefore end of the world, is an odd conclusion to draw. After all, the amount of time in the universe is infinite and the amount of stone is limited. So at some point, the Mayans had to stop carving calendars. But never mind. What should have stayed a fringe belief turned into mass hysteria with the 2012 disaster movie that swept the Academy Awards and the numerous Emmy-nominated apocalypse documentaries on the History Channel. What happened to you guys? Anyway, after this, NASA became so inundated with questions that they had to take time away from their busy robot-building, frontier-pushing, knowledge-expanding, civilization-inspiring schedule to write a webpage explaining that no, a human-sacrificing Stone Age society with neither wheels to pull carts nor glass to make telescopes didn't know more about science at the dawn of history than real scientists do today. But the parade of crazy marched on anyway, making wilder and wilder predictions for Earth, including geomagnetic reversal, a process that unfolds on a geologic timescale not a single day, a collision with mysterious planet X that no astronomers have found, a local star going supernova despite there being no such candidates, an alien invasion, which is ludicrous on the face of it, or is it, and a galactic synchronization beam, whatever the hell that is. A sane person at this point would wonder how the Mayans are able to predict astrophysical anomalies thousands of years in advance and millions of miles away, yet didn't foresee the Spanish coming across the Atlantic. And that's because the Mayans never predicted apocalypse. The only people to claim that Mayans knew about the end of the world were distinctly not Mayans.
acts together. This right here, this right here, ain't nothing but the END. So follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The END, the END, the END, the END, the END. This ain't nothing but the END. So follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The END, the END, the END, the END. But the END, follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The END, the END, the END, the END, the END, the END. This ain't nothing but the END, follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The END, the END, the END, the END, the END. Now every day I wake up, I take out time to give thanks that I'm still existing. Still insisting that my people open up their eyes up and wise up so we all can rise up way above the rim of the muck. But we can't if we're stuck and I don't give a fuck and lost in a day, lost in a maze, trapped in a maze. Men and hard as cement is the head. And that's why soon everything will be dead. And red is the color of the blood that's spilling. And hella amount is the totals of the killing now. I'm telling you that the sky is falling, but all you worrying about is sky falling. You're falling way out of control, and you ain't doing nothing but losing your soul. And this ain't nothing but the END. Follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The END. Well, I suppose that time is coming to a close. I got no need for jewels, cars, and clothes. Need to slow my roll, but can't grab control. It's unpredictable when we will go. I don't really know, but it seems it's coming soon. The way that niggas acting, we headed for our doom. But we assume that we immune to death, while niggas dripping sweat, trying to hold their breath. But they slept while the time just crept. Now they trying to awake, but it ain't much left. Sometimes I think we blind with no hope or faith. My people can't wake up, we sleeping through the day. Think it's all great, but to me it really ain't. When it's time to face reality, we turn to a drink or some dank, then we can't think straight. Let's try to make a change before it get too late. Cause this ain't nothing but the END. Follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The END, the END, the END, the END, the END, the END. This ain't nothing but the END. Follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The END, the END, the END, the END. Now every day I wake up, I be rolling down the street, pumping my beat, but they try to defeat my cause. But I'm a rebel, so I can't pause. But all these laws, all these laws, is how I try to keep. But shit, shit still gets deep, deep, deep. How deep? Deeper than a motherfucking grave. And it's about that time I be more than a slave. So ain't nothing but the END. So follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. END, 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 ain't nothing but the END. Follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The END, the END, the END, the END, the END. Now this ain't nothing but the END. So follow me into the sun and let your soul be free. The END, the END, the End. Well, with the rhyme hunter of the Wack MC. Gonna be the corner stepping up to the E. I'm furious, leaving you curious. How did he do that? Who that master man with the master plan? Who's thinking faster than the slower? I will not be lit.
Rhyme
and treason.